Let's get ready to podcast.
What is a silo climb?
It was in the bathroom.
It was in the bathroom.
You have to get wasted.
Yeah, I don't know how he scores, but he somehow gets the biscuit in the bucket.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to the 21st and hopefully last episode of Rant City. I am your host, Taylor. With me today is Silo.
What's up, Silo Climbers?
And one ouch.
What?
We have a good show for you today with plenty of topics. We're starting with a segment we started a couple episodes ago called Player Hate, where we choose a player and tell the other two people on the show why they're bad, and then they have to defend him. You guys ready?
Yep.
You want me to go first?
Nope.
Oh. You want to go first?
Yep. Okay. My player is Matt Khalil.
God damn it.
Because he's a goddamn faggot.
Because he's fucking worthless. He's basically like a piece of spaghetti. He's a fucking wet noodle. And he can't block, can't pass block. Allows so many fucking sacks. So
can't shoot, can't rebound, can't
So why not just go ahead and defend him?
Get first off your faggot for stealing mine. I think it was all three of ours, actually. So.
I didn't have him.
Yeah. I mean, he was a fourth overall pick in the draft. And if I remember right, Silo's pretty pumped to take a left
you're
tackle.
Defending him.
I am defending him. Okay. I was saying Silo, I mean, you're well established as being pretty smart, right? You loved him with the fourth pick. I mean, he had a Pro Bowl season his first year, I believe. He's really good at
passing. So he did have a Pro Bowl season his first year.
Yeah, he did have a... he was able to pass protect for white quarterbacks, but once they put Teddy in, he just fucked that. Not blocked for black people. So, I mean, at one point he was decent, right?
Yeah, he's pretty bad now, but his ceiling's pretty high. I mean, he could return to form, you never know. So, I mean, there's potential. That's all I have, though.
Go off potential.
He has plenty of potential. I guess you need anything else out of us, or what?
I feel like you should say some more. Went out said quite a bit.
He's probably faster than a lot of white linemen in the league. He's got decent size, I guess. Okay. Need anything else?
No, I'll call it good.
Me next or Wilge?
Wilge just lost his, so you better go.
Well, I could go with my other one. That gives me time to find another one,
I guess. All right, go with it then.
All right. My player's going to be Nick Collison.
I'm out.
Hands are in the air. I'm out.
I don't think that's possible. I mean, you have to defend him.
Is he still in the league?
Yeah, he plays with the Thunder still.
Okay, well,
he looks like he's probably 40, should be a tax preparation guy, you know, working taxes, something like that. Does not look like a basketball player whatsoever. Can't shoot, can't rebound, pretty much is a faggot in general.
I'd say that he definitely has a simple ability to walk well.
So he's an upgrade from Robbie Hummel.
Yep, for sure. I would trade Robbie Hummel for Collison in a heartbeat. I'm still talking.
Okay. I was just going to chime in, but...
Definitely tries really hard to rebound. Short and terrible, so he can't, but he gives that effort forward. Can get up off the bench and give a mean fist bump. Yeah, you go ahead.
I guess with the Thunder, he has good passion for the game of basketball. I'd say he's probably smarter than Kendrick Perkins. So, I mean, that's probably something. I mean, Perkins thinks he's the MVP, but I'm assuming Nick Collison doesn't, but you never know. He probably doesn't turn it over at least half the time he touches the ball.
What school's from he in, anyways? Is he from Arizona or no?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought maybe he was one of your Arizona boys.
Absolutely not.
Chase Budinger was.
He's from Kansas, and Kansas is terrible.
Oh, yeah, he teamed up with Kirk Heinrich in college.
Yep, both really bad.
All right, your player?
I'm going to switch over to the NFL, and I'll go with Jacksonville running back, Toby Gerhart. Pretty much the slowest, no strength, gets injured every 2 seconds, which I guess is beneficial to the team. Terrible contract, terrible face, terrible effort, can't really do anything. Just overall really, really bad. Silo?
Definitely does have effort. Definitely tries, so that was wrong.
Questionable.
Doesn't fumble very much.
So
that's solid. Definitely faithful with the ball.
Faithful with the ball.
If he's at the goal line, you know, first and one, he can definitely get it in on the fourth down try.
Half the time.
Yeah, runs pretty high. Don't know if that's good, but does it.
Okay.
One else, you go.
Alright. Yeah, I guess he was basically a fantasy MVP for Gabe, so he's pretty good that way. He gets touchdowns here and there. Can occasionally break a tackle from an unsuspected D-back. Well, they think he's white, and they just kind of fall off him because they're like, well, I don't need to tackle this
guy. Oh, I thought you meant he, like, breaks tackles from D-backs that don't even know he's coming.
That's what I thought. I mean, that's probably also true.
So basically you're saying he doesn't trip over his own feet most of the time?
Yeah, he can run in a straight line. Can't really move sideways at all, but if you're just asking him to run straight, he can do that for you.
Good?
Yeah.
Silo, you got another one?
My next one, power forward for the Dallas Mavericks, Charlie Villanueva.
Former.
No.
He's definitely not on a team.
Googled it. Made sure.
That's probably accurate.
Okay, well, we'll just let it go, I guess.
Definitely a faggot.
Come on!
Looks like he's 100% a cancer patient. Yeah, I mean, can't do anything. 6'8". Can't board. Definitely thinks he can shoot. Definitely has confidence. Way too much confidence. Yeah, can't. Doesn't have any other aspect to his game. Yeah, so go ahead, Wells.
Who are we talking about again?
Charlie Villanueva.
Yeah, he was pretty beast in college, and he's put up a few 50-point games in the pros. He's got the scoring ability. I don't know how he scores, but he somehow gets the biscuit in the bucket.
Biscuit in the bucket, huh?
Is that a saying or no?
Who would know?
I think it is, so we'll go with that. I guess he can muscle smaller players around because he's so fat now. He's probably added on like 80 pounds of weight since he got his contract extension. They're all guaranteed now, so he doesn't have to try at all.
You done?
Yeah.
I guess my reasoning that he's beast is he kind of looks black, so people probably think he's decent. So, I mean, there's some intimidation factor there. Intimidates some white players.
Does not have any eyebrows.
He barely is black.
I said kind of, dude. Yeah, he scored like 50 points in a game like 10 years ago. So, there's always potential for that.
It was like Corey Brewer scoring 51 last year.
Yeah.
Always potential.
That definitely didn't happen.
Happened.
Corey Brewer scored 51, yeah. So, yeah.
I'm depressed now.
One ounce? You're up.
Okay, for my next person, I'm going to take Kyle Rudolph.
I thought about him, dude.
He's on my list.
So he's terrible because he's big and fat, tall, yeah. So he has all the characteristics you want from a white tight end. But he cannot break any tackles ever. He has literally probably 0 yards after contact. And he's hurt all the time. Phantom injuries. He'll play all game, and then all of a sudden he's out for season at the end of the game. Yeah, so what do you got?
Yeah, so he definitely can do like one mad one-handed catch a season. That's pretty sweet. Definitely.
Yeah, he can catch balls that are like within like 5 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he...
fairly consistently.
If he's not covered. We should point that out.
Well, most teams don't choose not to cover him because...
Definitely doesn't have the worst face I've ever seen.
Today's reaction to that was hilarious.
He's a red zone threat just based on size.
Yeah, definitely huge.
So, I don't know, maybe some teams focus some attention towards him, which could free up other receivers. I don't know, man. His number isn't terrible, I guess. What is it, like 82?
Who would know?
He definitely can chip block.
Maybe.
Definitely get in somebody's way.
Yeah.
He can get in the way.
Sometimes not good, but...
All right, that's all I got.
My turn or what?
Yeah.
Last one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with Doug McDermott, Chicago Bulls. Yeah, he scored a ton of points in college, came to the NBA, played 1 minute a game, averaged probably like 0.1 points a game, like one basket. Probably shot 10% from the field. Obviously can't rebound, can't pass, ball hog. Yeah, just overall pretty terrible. What else?
He can shoot when he's left open, so there's that.
Can never get open, though, because he's terrible.
He can cherry pick.
So, like, college players going to the NBA after a lot of hype. He's definitely better than Adam Morrison, so he's got that going for him.
Also probably better than, what was that guy's name from BYU? Jimmer Fredette. Probably better than that guy as well.
Yeah.
So he's not the worst best scorer in the college.
Definitely... yeah.
Definitely not
gonna definitely play. Yeah. That's your defense.
He's not gonna make splashy headlines, so I guess he's not a distraction.
Yep. Definitely not gonna Johnny Manziel ya.
Yeah, that's for fucking sure.
Does call it the ball call for ball every single time though.
Yeah, but I think he's got the relationship with his teammates where they know they don't have to listen to him, so that's always good.
Okay.
Good? Good yeah, to go?
Good.
You guys want to move on to Yahoo Answers or what?
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't even remember if these are good or not, so I guess we'll just find out. Number one, is it true that if you do not believe in Santa, you do not believe in God?
What up? Come on,
dude. Help this guy out.
He doesn't get it.
How does Santa and God have any correlation?
Well, that's because you're supposed to help this guy out, though.
Because Christmas is Jesus' birthday, so...
So he thinks Jesus is Santa.
Maybe. Maybe he thinks that.
So how am I supposed to help this guy out?
Well, it's a yes or no question.
No, it does not mean that. If you don't believe in Santa because he's not real and you don't believe in Jesus, I mean, he maybe he's real, I guess. Who the fuck knows? I guess you just decide what the fuck you believe. Quit being a bitch.
Well, I mean, if Gabe was here, you'd just tell him to go kill himself.
I'm surprised Silo didn't say that, actually. Next.
That's all we're going to do for that.
Well, unless one else has something to add.
I don't know anything. I don't know where I'm possibly going to go with that one.
All right, next. Number two. Help! I have marijuana stuck up my ass?
It wasn't mark? A question mark there.
Exclamation point, question mark. All right. To elaborate. My brother came home with a bag of marijuana, and my mother called for him, so he set it down on the toilet. I sat down on the toilet, and since I didn't expect there to be anything on it, I just sat down. Well, I got quite a surprise, and now I have a bag of marijuana stuck up my ass. What can I do?
It's not possible.
Yeah, maybe it's externally stuck in his ass crack, you know? Like, his cheeks are all around it. Like, simply pull the fucking thing out, you stupid piece of fucking shit.
How do you...
Why would he, you can't just set the marijuana... Like,
no, he's definitely sitting on top of the toilet with the seat down.
Yeah, but why?
And with the bare ass?
Yeah, why do you have a bare ass in that situation?
This is helping one out. Fuck. It doesn't make sense why he did it, but he did it, so.
I'm calling shenanigans on that guy.
Yeah, pretty much just shit it out, I guess. Do you want to hear the best answer?
Sure.
Posted by Todd Blown.
Sure.
That happens to me all the time. Usually a laxative will fix the problem. Plus, I get to keep the free weed. The X-Lax only costs about a buck or so, while the weed would cost me a few hundred bucks. I come out way ahead.
God damn it.
Dude, every time I read a Yahoo Answers question, Silo, you lose hope. You lose a little bit more hope in humanity, right?
Yeah. Hopefully they're all made up, though. Fuck.
Where the hell are all these toilet seats with just weed sitting on the
I need to...
Clearly the best answer for sure was a joke.
I need to find... I need to find some more of those where the... How do you wash the jizz out of a cat? Or the dad banging his girlfriend because of the Or erasing my homework or something. Those are good times. All right, Silo, how can they reach us?
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, buy the merchandise at Amazon.com, find us on iTunes.com, give us a 5-star rating on Podomatic.RantCity.com.
RantCity.Podomatic.com.
Either way. And add Tay on Snapchat at PimpDaddyDollars.
With an easy.
Because that's how he finishes.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready for some Would You Rather?
Oh, hell.
Am I going first?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mine aren't very good.
Mine's terrible as well.
Well, I'll go with my first one right here. You ready? Would you rather laugh every time you orgasm or orgasm every time you laugh?
Orgasm every time you laugh. For sure.
Like, you want to just jizz in your pants all the fucking time? Either like, that. How many times would you just came in front of us right now? I would definitely laugh every time I orgasm.
You just be banging a chicken and you just, like, bust a nut and you're just fucking bust all laughing.
Yeah,
or if you're just jerking off and you're just like, someone's in the other room, you just fucking bust all laughing randomly.
I'm definitely doing that.
I don't know, man. I mean,
like, when Wilds made me laugh, that basically meant Wilds made me cum.
If you did pick the orgasm every time you laugh, you'd have to set up some sort of fucking device or contraption.
I'm not just coming
it's,
in.
It's still behind the idea, though. Like, I make Wilds laugh, I make Wilds cum. That's
right.
Not cool.
Right. But if you're going for, like, pure pleasure, though.
Yeah.
I'm going with the laugh every time I cum, for sure.
I get what you're saying. I'm trying to figure out what would make you choose the other one, though.
That's a lot of pleasure a day, man.
Depends on how much you're laughing, I guess.
So you picked that, though.
I mean, if I could figure out a device, you know, to keep it from being so awkward, yeah.
Okay, but we're still, like, probably seeing your vinegar strokes. So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, there is that. I mean, yeah, you guys might have me on this one. I might have switched back.
You try, though. Sadly. You try to...
In theory, it sounds pretty good. After, like, probably...
Just pure from personal pleasure, I guess. But yeah, it's Silo's
like point. After the fourth
Silo's point of you don't want to blow your load over Silo though. Yeah. not on him, but over something he says.
After like the fourth one though, it'd probably be all dust anyways, so just get those laughs early in the day.
So you're saying if you like do like 4 in 1 minute?
Yeah, just get them out right away and
I feel like after you nut so many times that you just don't nut anything. You don't nut dust.
Dust. He's obviously exaggerating a bit, Simon. Come on. Fucking dust.
Alright, when all right, I was
going. My turn. Alright, so would you rather, every time you swore, you have to snort a line of hot sauce? Or. Right,
I'll take the other one.
Well, wait for it. Or would you rather have your tongue cut out to prevent you from swearing? Ever? So either you're mute or you're getting a lot of snorting of hot sauce.
I'll take the hot sauce, I guess. Not having my tongue gone. Yeah. Wait, and you're saying the first time I swore I'd get it cut out or what? Or is it just
basically to prevent you.
Like, it would suck at first, but eventually you could just get used to not swearing. So, the hot sauce.
Alright, so we're in agreement.
Right, right now, if that happened, I would accidentally swear all the time I have to do it, but at some point it's going to click to you where it's like, I'm not going to fucking do this anymore.
Right.
Yeah, that one's terrible. That's an easy one.
Oh, how can you make it a little bit more even, though? Like, if you have a limit, like, for your lifetime, you can swear, like, 50 times. If you hit that limit, your tongue gone.
There we go, yeah. That works.
I'd still do it in hot sauce.
Right, because you don't want to, like, risk it.
Right.
You, like, lose count, and you think you're on, like, 30, but you're actually on, like, 48.
Those first few weeks are going to suck, though. That's a lot of hot sauce.
Yeah, definitely will suck.
Yeah, if you have no self-control.
It's just going to come out, though, after...
You'd have to define what is a swear word, though, obviously.
Basically anything you can't say on the radio.
Okay.
I'm doing hot sauce.
Hot sauce, for sure.
I'll take the hot sauce as well.
Silo?
All right, would you rather drink until you're absolutely destroyed, you have alcohol poisoning, got to go to the hospital, get your stomach pumped, just overall fucked for a week because of how sick you made yourself. Or take a roofie and let one of your buddies follow you around with a camera all night and see what you do.
If I take a roofie, I'm just going to go to sleep.
No, they're not letting you fall asleep.
The point is, you won't know what you're doing, basically.
Yeah. Like, your friend, like, we're going to go out there with you, and we're going to make you do this random shit, and you just have no control.
Oh, they're convincing you to do random shit. Oh, yeah. Life-threatening stuff?
No.
So, like, oh, here.
Like, here, go walk up to this chick and ask her to bang.
Oh, okay.
Or,
so I basically just have to do anything you guys say the rest of the night.
Right.
Or what was the other one?
Just alcohol poisoning out for a week.
A week or one night, though.
Keep in mind.
Well, you're like, it's like recovering, like from a. So basically, I've come over for the week.
If right, you have right. alcohol poisoning, though, you have to go to the hospital. You will have some. You'll have some bills too. Whereas the roofie.
Roofie.
I mean, are there chances you like fall and break an arm or something?
Like, but when you walk up to these chicks and they ask you to bang, maybe they call the cops and you have to pay court bills off.
But maybe it works though.
Maybe it does.
So it could be a good night.
Probably not. You wouldn't remember though.
Probably not if Silo was only, suggesting it.
Only but. The.
That's how you got to do it.
You wouldn't know if it was good. Your friends would because they'd be video or they'd be
it'd
filming
be on,
you.
It'd be on video, so I could relive it some way.
Well, we would definitely cut that part out.
Cut every good part out.
Wait, so if you actually successfully convince a chick to bang,
well, he's not going to ask a hot chick.
The people filming would not go back. Oh, I suppose. Yeah, you're not sending them to the best looking chicks.
Right.
So he's going to be filming that. So that'd probably be worse because, I mean, you do that, you don't know about it, and then he makes you relive it.
Yeah, like you wake up and you think, oh, that wasn't so bad, and then you just watch a video of you banging this.
What are some other things you'd probably have to experience when you were roofied?
Just simple stuff, like make you go out and sing the most ridiculous song on karaoke, or...
Yeah, it wouldn't be that bad.
I think I could probably do that night.
Start stripping in the middle of the fucking bar.
As long as we're not talking about any, like, court fees or getting a chick pregnant, I think I could probably do that.
There's chances, though.
Yeah, there's definitely no condoms.
Well, I mean, if there's a chance of getting a girl pregnant, I guess I'll just get that alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, I'll take the alcohol poisoning, then. If it's, like... What if it's only, like, 2% chance that happens?
Well, you're definitely allowed... It's basically under your control at that point. Like, on the roofie, maybe you pull out, maybe you don't. So it's your own fault.
But you don't remember it either way, so you can't really control it.
Right.
Still a chance, though. I'd rather just have...
What if it's, like, 2% chance?
No, I'd rather have one bad week than an entire lifetime of having a kid.
What are you going with, Silo?
I'm gonna take the roofie.
A lot of people have had alcohol poisoning and live perfectly normal lives, though.
I mean,
right, you definitely would.
I mean, some people, if you're not dying from it, like, I think there's no chance you're going to drink yourself to death.
I think I would just enjoy that night.
You wouldn't, though.
Yeah, you don't remember.
Only on video.
Right, but just the idea of it, I like, I don't know.
Right. I kind of do, but then you, like, think of the worst case scenarios, then you're like, I'll take the alcohol poisoning. That's what I'm going with.
So I'm going with as well.
You get alcohol poisoning every time you drink, apparently, so.
Well, dude, I'm kind of old, so.
Alright, what's your next one?
The last one, or do you guys have one more after this?
Maybe I'll think of one.
I thought we were only going with one each, so I don't have another one.
You don't have another one because you don't have another one. Alright. God, this one's okay. Would you rather have a huge boil protruding from your face, like baseball-sized? Face.
Okay.
Or be forced to cut off two limbs. Like, you could go one arm, one leg, two legs, two arms.
So you're a paraplegic.
I'm going with the boil.
What if it's one arm? What if it's one, like, hand or foot?
I would probably do a hand. Well,
I'd definitely
go
foot before
I'd go
hand.
Foot over hand.
Yeah,
I'd go foot.
If you're taking a boil?
No, I meant if it was, if you were deciding between hand and foot, I would go foot.
Oh, well, yeah, I would go foot, too.
Like, it's fucking red.
But
there's probably some pus coming out of it once in a while.
It's the size of a fucking baseball.
Baseball.
There's
That's literally a head-scratcher.
There's not one chick ever that would be attracted to you. Baseball-size boil.
Yeah, I'll cut a foot off.
But if it's...
Definitely like, not two limbs, for sure.
What
I'll
if it's one?
Then.
Just like one like leg? Full leg. Or one full arm.
Are you talking like kneecap? Or are you talking the full fucking full leg? Full thing. Jesus, bro.
I think I'll take the boil then.
What else?
If it's leg, I think, would an arm be better than a leg at that point? Entire fucking leg, though.
Maybe. Like with your left arm, maybe.
I think I'm taking the leg, man.
Even the full, even if it's full leg?
Yeah, I mean, you can still cover that up. No one would, well, I'm not saying nobody would know, but a lot of people would just be like, yeah, he's just walking a little gimpy. Must have had a rough night or something.
How are you covering it up? You're probably on crutches and your pant leg is sewed up.
You can get, like, a fake leg.
For a full leg?
I imagine so.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
It definitely would not look normal, though.
No, no.
Well, you have pants to cover it up, though. No big deal. You cannot cover up a boil on your face unless right. you, like... You can't. Simply no way.
I was going to say, I just didn't expect you to take the... if it was full leg gone. If it was at the knee, I'd probably still take that. Because then you get a nice prosthetic or something, you know?
Right. But you're saying if there's no replacement, you have to have crutches all the time is where you cut stop. Like, I don't know if I would go that far. Like, if I had to have crutches, no leg, no nothing, no prosthetic, I might go boil.
I don't think I'd consider losing a hand. It would be the leg or foot, for sure.
Right.
What about you, for you, Silo?
I honestly don't know what I'd do for hand versus boil.
I think I would take a
baseball. I think I'd cut my left hand off.
Instead of a leg, or I mean,
instead of a boil.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I would go hand over boil. Entire arm is getting kind of...
Yeah. That's getting to be a bit much.
Yeah.
The boil is so bad, though.
There's literally not...
Like, basically, it's just sitting on your cheekbone, so, like, maybe your vision is somewhat impaired as well. Like, your peripherals out of...
If it's baseball size, it's pulling your eye down. You're just got a fucked eye as well.
See, dude, it's pretty bad.
Dude, and it's oozing pus. What the fuck?
Only once in a while, though.
Oh, well, then it's okay.
Yeah, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Silo, anything else?
Yeah, I mean another one.
Do you have another one?
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Would you rather be blindsided, hit by a truck at 65 miles per hour?
All right, other one, because they're obviously dead.
There's no guarantee with that one.
No, you're dead at 65.
Definitely blindsided. Dead.
The second one is get gored in the stomach by a bull.
I mean, it's not pleasant, but take it.
But 100% live.
Yeah, I would take the gore. You're not living through a 60 mile per hour truck.
Yes, case. You could.
Semi truck?
No,
or what?
Pickup truck.
Like an S10 or like a smaller one?
Yeah.
Or so like
a small like, pickup, like a fucking like Dodge Dakota.
65 though, dude, that's ridiculous.
If it's going 65, hits you going 65, you're probably going underneath it and getting ran over and shit too. You're not.
You could just lucky, as easily go over the top.
Which one's better? They're both horrible.
You could survive one over the top.
Over the top.
If your head doesn't hit run over. Crucial parts, can you like jump into it so like it? There's no way you're dodging
it. It's blindsided. You're not dodging.
Yeah, you
it.
Said blindsided. Yeah.
Fine. Let's change that part then. You can see it coming. You can't dodge from side. You have to get hit, but you can decide how you get hit.
Can you like jump off to the side and only let your legs get hit, and then you like twist around?
You could
a
jump
times.
Straight up and try to get the windshield to hit your legs.
But you're still gonna get your head fucked.
Well, that's the options.
If you time it at the perfect moment, you might be able to jump through the windshield. That'd be best case scenario.
You're still getting completely fucked.
You're getting gored in the gut by a bull.
That's well, you just said 100% well. Live.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean, like, you're probably shitting it into a fucking bag for the rest of your life.
True. But is there a chance you recover fully with the bull?
No.
If I have a colostomy bag, that's pretty fucked as well.
But your mind is still fine, though, right?
Yeah.
With the bull.
I gotta go bull.
I gotta go bull as well. That is 65, dude. That's ridiculous.
See, now, like, my first one with the blind side, I would go bull, but with being able to decide how I get hit,
okay,
I would
so
take the vehicle.
What would be your strategy, then?
I would jump straight up, hit the windshield, and then go over the top.
It's going 65.
Yeah, you get hit, you get chopped in, like, the legs. You instantly get twisted. Your head fucking slams down.
That's
you're
what
fuck
I'm doing.
Either way.
That's what I'm doing. I think you're wrong. I think you could easily absorb the blow with just side of your body and then just roll over the top.
Going 65.
Yes!
Do you know how fast 65 is?
Yes.
You might as well just go run in front of a truck on a fucking freeway, dude.
If you're going 35, yeah. Plausible. Sure. 65, not a chance.
No. And I'm assuming you're just in street clothes or something. You can't, like, have any fucking helmet or anything.
Just out of curiosity, if you're guaranteed to survive either way, then what do you pick?
It depends on how many broken bones and whatnot.
Am I guaranteed to be, like, competent, or is there a good chance I'm mentally
either way, you're going to 100% recover. You just got to deal with the blows.
Bull.
Like, we're walking everything, yep. Not shitting in bags.
Nope.
So you're only going initial pain.
Yep, now I am.
And you can still jump into it.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if you're recovering fully from it, and you're just going for the initial pain, you might have to take truck. Because when you're going with the bull, I mean, you're seeing it in you. You're flying around.
My God.
Whereas if you get hit by a truck, you're just out for
that's
a while.
That's the thing I didn't think you guys were considering, was that once you're on that fucking horn, he's whipping your ass around in the air. Intestines are falling out of you.
But you 100% live.
And right. Recover.
No. Well, in the initial one, not 100% recover. You're shitting into a bag. Probably. Probably, right. I can't imagine in any world you wouldn't be paralyzed from the waist down.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you're probably wrecking your spine as well.
So your mind is probably fine, and you'd have the use of your arms.
Well, if you're paralyzed, you're going to have a colostomy bag anyways, so.
The question that he stated, though, was initial pain. I'm probably going truck.
Yeah,
if
it's just that, I'm going truck as well. Because you'll just be out for a while and not remember.
Yeah, I'll go with the same thing.
The bull one would just be way too traumatic.
Yeah.
Like, whipping around, you just, like...
Blood, guts everywhere.
Yeah, a bull or a
That's horn. What you kept saying. When you keep saying, like, your mind would be fine, I don't feel like it would.
You're just saying it'd be traumatized? Yeah. But it would be, like... It wouldn't be, like, physically hurt, though.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I was saying, 100%. Either one. Pretty fucked. Welcome to the 21st and hopefully last episode of Rant City. I am your host, Taylor. With me today is Silo.
What's up, Silo Climbers?
And One Ouch.
What?
And One Ouch.
No, keep that. Keep what? It works.
I know. I was just going to say you're going to say... I was going to leave it in, but now you fucked it up.
No, you fucked it up. We had it good.
Okay, I'll compose myself.
I'm not going to be able to say what exactly like that. Cause
we're not going to do that again. You're going to fucking do it, and then I'll just pick which one is better, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Stop. He was so confused.
What is a silo climb? Why would you have
fans? It's not the first time he's done that. But,
silo climber?
Yeah. I did that last time, dude. It used to be coal miners, now it's silos, so silo climbers, come on.
Well, that one sneaked past me.
What?
You broke silo again.
Yep.